Dreamers may have to rely on Congress to get to stay in the United States legally on a long-term basis. Immigration lawyer Carol Hildebrand with Sherman and Howard Law Firm says to become a U.S. citizen, people first have to get permanent residency, which would not be easy for those who fall under DACA.
Because they would not have been lawfully entering the United States, and that's one requirement for becoming a permanent resident, usually, unless you have some special qualification and hardship that excuses you from having entered without inspection.
To apply for citizenship, you have to be a permanent resident, usually for 5 years or 3 years if married to a U.S. citizen. Colorado Congressman Mike Coffin believes the so-called Dreamers should have a path to citizenship, and he says it was unconstitutional for the president to set up the DACA program.
President Obama clearly overstepped his boundaries constitutionally, and so if it is to go further, I mean, if it is to, you know, become the law of the land, it has to be passed by the Congress.
Kaufman has introduced a bill that would extend DACA by 3 years.